JJ and Melanie in the morning. Flow exclusive.
In the studio right now, special guest Pete Trabuco. He's a roller coaster expert. Is that right?
Well, hopefully. I just wrote the book on that. But yeah, thank you very much for having me on this morning.
Really cool. So, I mean, the big roller coaster here in the GTA is, of course, Behemoth at Canada's Wonderland.
Absolutely.
Everybody rides that one. We got to experience it 2 years ago when it first debuted.
Well, I didn't. I watched.
That's right. Melanie watched me and Newbie go down it for the first time. How does it rate? Let's just cut to the chase here. How does it rate among the best roller coasters in the world?
Actually, it rates within the top 20. It's one of the best I've ridden, obviously in Canada. You know, 230 feet coming down at 75 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It's an absolute fantastic coaster. Well, you know, Canada's Wonderland is one of the parks that made my list of top 25 parks in North America.
Awesome.
So it's a great amusement park. It's one that I recommend highly.
Now, you have ridden 300 roller coasters plus in your life?
Yes, I have. About 325 now at this moment.
How does that happen? How do you discover that this is what you want to do?
Yeah.
Doesn't it like after like 10, you're like, all right, I think I've done all of these now.
Well, I'm in the aviation industry, so I travel a lot. And when I'm traveling, basically, I do two things. I visit ballparks with my clients and customers and also amusement parks. And it just got to a point where instead of just taking them to a normal dinner somewhere, you know, you take your clients or customers out and families and take them to the amusement parks. And one day someone said, you know a lot about this. Yeah, you should write a book about it. And I said, you know, you're right. I did. Got published and here I am.
So what is the best coaster that you've ever ridden?
It's actually the same company that owns Canada's Wonderland, that's Cedar Fair. Cedar Point down in Sandusky, Ohio, that is probably the amusement park and roller coaster mecca. 17 roller coasters. Millennium Force is my top roller coaster in the world right now.
So what makes it the best coaster in the world?
It's the best because it's not the fastest anymore, nor is it the longest, but it is the smoothest. You get the best ride out of it. It's still 310 feet high, and it does not go about 90 miles an hour and drops straight down at 90 degrees. But the thing that is so impressive about that is its smoothness and its re-rideability. Mm. A lot of times you go on a ride and you're like, I want to get off. I don't want to do this ever again.
Yeah.
This ride, you can't wait to get back on again. And most everyone that actually rates these coasters, and I've interviewed a lot of people for the book, rates this as the highest in the world, actually.
It's funny you should say that about people getting on the coaster and like wanting to get on again or not. I'm the kind of, I close my eyes if I get on a coaster.
Rideability was the
word. Oh my God, I close my eyes. I won't open my eyes on a roller coaster, but I often, like, I'm screaming the whole time, a lot of foul language, and I'm like, get me off, I'm gonna die, get me off. But then at the end of every one of them, I'm like, oh, I wanna go again.
Yeah.
But to get me up there, I mean, you've gotta be, I don't know, not afraid of heights or something.
How do you get over the fear?
So terrifying.
Well, actually, I'm a pilot, but I was afraid of roller coasters when I was a kid, and it took my daughter coming into my life that said, you know, I don't want to miss out on that. So I overcame the fear, and it really is, like you said, if you keep your eyes open and you scream, and where else can you scream and not get arrested?
That's right. In Toronto, I mean, so many of us.
It's actually a very good way of doing things, getting stress, relieving stress after the day, and it's just a lot of fun.
Because it almost gives me a heart attack every time I get on. I don't know.
Well, they do that on purpose. They want to make it so it's like a death-defying feat, but believe it or not, the amusement park industry is one of the safest out there today.
Yeah, and that's how I overcame it. I'm like, this is really scary, but you know what? Nothing is going to happen to me. I'll just have a great ride.
Absolutely.
Pete, what is the future of roller coasters?
Well, believe it or not, the future of roller coasters has to do with them designing coasters now that actually are so smooth, but at the same time, right now, some of these coasters, you take 5Gs, like, for example, the one you have here. The new coaster, which is the one down in where I live in Jersey, that is King the Ka. Picture yourself going from 0 to 128 miles an hour in 3 seconds, up 444 feet, back down at 95 miles an hour, all 18 seconds long. The future basically is going to be a combination between a ride like that and a ride, like a simulator ride, sort of like what they have at The Mummy over at Universal Studios.
Right.
Really, Gs are limitless, but people aren't. So you have to be very careful not to overexceed that. And that's the big dilemma that these manufacturers are having now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to damage the riders.
Nope, they don't want to come back if you do that.
There you go. Pete Trabuco, thank you so much. He is an expert roller coaster rider. You have a book,
America's Top Roller Coasters and Amusement Parks, a guide for those who ride them and especially for those who fear them.
In stores right now. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah.
Very cool. You can also get that book at Amazon.ca online. Of course, Canada's Wonderland opens this weekend. Very exciting. Hang out. We got music on the way from Ja Rule with Ashanti. It's the Flowback. You know it. Always on time. And Usher with Nicki Minaj. Little Freak brings us back. It's JJ and Melanie in the morning.
The new Flow 93.5 traffic check.